This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hope you're doing great on a Friday. Happy Friday, everybody.
I hope you're doing great.
Thank you. I'm doing reasonably well.
Looking forward to the weekend?
I am. It's going to be a busy weekend. Got a lot to do.
You're going lots of places?
Yes, and we'll recap it on Monday and various things that need to get done this weekend.
Oh, boy.
We are rapidly approaching the time where high school seniors have to decide which college they're going to go to. Mm-hmm. May 1st deadline for a lot of places.
Oh, boy. It's 3 weeks.
So there's stresses. There are stresses.
Less than 3 weeks.
Yeah. Although I feel like the least stressed person on the planet right now is my son.
I was going to say he's the one who's got to make the decision.
Yeah. He seems not to be stressed at all.
But he's got options.
He does.
So that's great.
It's like, hey, we need to visit this place, that place, whatever. And he's going, yeah, whatever. And you're like, you sure you really want to go there if you don't even want to visit the place?
You know what's kind of, that's kind of cool in a way, because maybe, I can't put myself in your shoes as a parent, but I would think that somebody who's comfortable enough where they're like, you think that you could drop them anywhere and they'll be fine.
Well, that's the impression he is either intentionally or unintentionally giving us. And I don't know that that is accurate, that he'll be fine no matter where he goes. But
does he have a large group of friends?
He has a very tight-knit group of friends that we just took to Fort Lauderdale.
Tight-knit. Okay. Yeah. So, okay. I was going to say that.
That's his crew. He's got a crew.
Lots of different backgrounds.
Yeah. And these
some
kids.
Some athletes, some not athletes.
Yeah. They're all students. Athletes. But they also are going to different places, and he is considering, do I go with him? Do I go with him? You know, okay. You know, there's that too.
That's a pull when you're in high school,
and
for sure.
It might be the single biggest pull at this point, but we'll see. We'll see. We got a lot of decisions to make here. So am I stressed about it? Moderately, which is substantially more than he is stressed about it. So we'll be good.
Yeah, I understand the stress involved. Yeah. I'd like to help alleviate that stress. Stress into excitement. Excited for what he's going to make that decision.
You're going to help?
I just want you to be excited about it.
Oh,
as opposed to be stressed about it. Try to relieve that stress by saying, oh, this is a big decision. So, this is a cool decision. I can't wait to see what his decision is.
So since our kids started looking at college, I have committed to the University of Wisconsin. Yeah. I then later committed to the University of Washington.
Right, right.
You know, I look at the opportunities my two oldest have had and am so jealous of what college is these days. First of all, just the living facilities and the dining halls. I mean, it's
completely different.
You know, I mean, they're like food courts with really good food now. And, you know, the idea that everybody's got cable in their rooms, which was foreign, and they have gaming systems, and the lofts come pre-built in your dorm. I mean, it's just unbelievable how much easier it is. And this is just me right now. All the curriculum sounds exciting and interesting.
Yeah.
Really interesting, which I wasn't quite as interested at the age of 19, 20, 21.
Well, there's so much more out there now. Stuff that is like real specific. to things that perhaps we would have been very interested in and had a very different experience in college.
Yeah.
If you can narrow it down like that.
There's no question that, and they don't know how good they have it, but I had a son that said no to Wisconsin, stayed in state, and not mad about that.
No.
Daughter said no to Washington, stayed in state, not mad about that. I don't know how they said no to those places. They are unbelievable. Now, where they ended up is pretty great, too, but they didn't vibe with them at all. Like, they went out really excited to see Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And then didn't vibe with it at all. My daughter, same thing at Washington. And it's funny. I think you just step on a campus and know quickly that whether or not this is a place you want to be or whether it's a place you don't want to be. So
yeah, with me, it was who is going to take me.
What do you mean? Oh, who would take you academically? Yeah. Where did you get in?
I limited the pool significantly by where I applied. I didn't make that many applications. And then it was, well, am I going to get an acceptance letter from somebody?
And you did, and it worked out. The thing about it is, too, is for the kids growing up in the shadow and being around the University of Michigan so much, it was nothing new, right?
They weren't pressured. Let's go. Here you're going. Here you're going. Here you're going. Here.
No, they weren't. But they didn't, you know, they were so familiar with the town and all that. And they were, it kind of worked against Michigan when they were deciding. But when they got there, they said, wow, going to the University of Michigan and growing up in Ann Arbor are two completely different things. Like, they were like, this is a different town than I realized. I'm like, yeah, well.
It's like a town within a town.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So we got some visits to make. We'll figure it all out. But, all right, so the big stories today, we start with kudos to Western Michigan University. We'll play for a national championship Saturday in college hockey. They went to double overtime again and won again, as you heard in the update there. Owen Michaels with the game winner in the slot in the early in the second overtime. Very impressed with Hampton. Slokinski, the goalie for Western, who's 19 years old and dealt with all the pressure. And they beat the Denver Pioneers, who'd won two of the last three national championships. And now they take on college hockey blue blood Boston University Saturday night with the national championship on the line. We did take some Western Michigan hockey calls first for Carson Anderson. We also had a Piston game to talk about. They beat the Knicks, and there's a whole bunch of does it matter, does it not matter? Does the fact that the Pistons beat the Knicks in the regular season series 3-1 matter? Does it matter that the Pistons and Knicks played a hard-fought game last night that had some edge to it, was intense, and the Pistons came out on top? Does that matter? Does it matter since the middle of December these two teams have virtually identical records? Does that matter? Does it matter that the Knicks sat out a couple of guys that will be playing most likely in the postseason? Does it matter that the Pistons threw a lob with 5 seconds left up 7 points? Does it matter? Rick Mahorn on the play-by-play call, if you missed it earlier, we played it twice, was literally saying, don't do it, don't do it, and then the Pistons did it anyway. Threw the lob to Jalen Duren. Does it matter?
It matters for the spice factor.
Oh, it matters for that, yeah.
Which is, I think, last night's game solidified for me that I'm just going to enjoy the playoffs. It doesn't matter who they play. Because if they match up against the Knicks, they've proven they can beat the Knicks. And also that it could be a spicy series. Obviously, if they play Indiana, it's going to be a spicy series because of everything that's going on there. The whole Haliburton stuff is interesting. But I'm just going to enjoy it.
So I think if the Pistons do draw the Knicks, I'll be fascinated to see like the betting lines on the series. You know, usually the 1-8 lopsided, the 2-7 lopsided, but not maybe as much. The 3-6 lopsided, but closer, and the 4-5 is the closest series. If the Pistons are the 6 seed and the Knicks are the 3 seed, will that be more of a flip of a coin than the 4-5 series, Indiana-Milwaukee, in Vegas's eyes?
I don't know. It's an interesting thing to ask. I don't know how Vegas looks at this. You know, what factors, how deep do they go with this in terms of, well, this is a younger team and versus a veteran-laden team, and team that's been there in the playoffs, a team that hasn't been there in the playoffs? Does that go into it? I don't know what the odds are for teams that haven't made the playoffs in, is what, 10 years or 8 years, whatever it has been for the Pistons. You know, does it matter in the first round matchup? I mean, a team that was so bad last year but has tripled their win total this year. A lot that goes into it.
Yeah. It's going to be fascinating to see how it plays itself out. All right, story made national headlines, a local couple. We'll get to that coming up today at 12:18. A little bit later, some NFL draft buzz. Does it have any impact on our Detroit Lions? All that here in the noon hour on Carson Anderson. And if you want to keep talking college hockey or Piston basketball, we'll take those calls here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Well, it's beautiful weather this weekend for sure. It's going to be in the 50s. We got blue skies out there right now, and you can think, wow, it's really looking nice out there. And then the rain's going to come next week. With the rain, well, that can also bring up some weeds and whatnot. Here's what you need to do. Call the great folks over at Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service where you get green, stay green with Natural Way. 888-GET-GREEN or go to naturalwaylawn.com. For a limited time, you purchase that full lawn program. You're going to get free grub control when you mention my name, Gator, and it's stations 97.1 The Ticket. I talk about the weeds and stuff because like crabgrass or dandelions, you don't want to see that stuff, and particularly crabgrass. If you see it in the middle of the summer, that's a problem. You've waited too long to take care of it. You've got to call right now. That first application is the most important when it comes to crabgrass control. You want the green, lush lawn that all your neighbors are asking about. Hey, how'd you get it so green? Here's what I did. I called Natural Way, and you should too. 888-GET-GREEN is the telephone number. They use certified applicators and arborists that know what they're doing. They custom tailor solutions specific to your yard and to your home. This is a company that's been around for over 35 years. It's a company I've trusted with my own yard for at least a dozen years now, and they offer the 100% satisfaction guarantee. So call them today and make sure your lawn is going to be as green as can be. 888-GET-GREEN or go to naturalwaylawn.com.
Gator, just so you know, I right now am having an I am subscribed moment.
Oh, are you?
Yep. With M Live.
Uh-oh.
I have more problems signing into M Live than any website I have ever come across.
Oh, boy.
Every time I click on sign in, it takes me right back to the page where I have to click on sign in.
Yep. I'm already subscribed.
And I can't sign in if you don't take me to the page where I can sign in. But I also went through a long stretch where I was trying to renew my subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I entered my information, it said, this account already has a subscription.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, cool. I know. I need to renew it. And there was no option to do that. I M Live is a big part of being able to get content for the show, and they make it so difficult.
But problems I've had in the past with situations like this.
I am subscribed.
Yes. And I think you and I have discussed this, so I don't think this is the problem with you, but maybe it is. Mm-hmm. Is the problem with our work, if you use our work email as a backup or wherever the information comes to, is that the work email has changed several times over the last 8 years. So it goes to, I guess, by default, whichever email it was under at the time. So sometimes
Douglas.Karsh at cbs.com.
Yes, that kind of thing. Like that.
It doesn't exist.
Right, which is no longer,
yeah,
but it goes.
Not, yeah, it's that's not, I didn't, the email account I'm using is active and not the work one. So
have you just tried to get a new password?
I can't get past sign in. It just recycles me back, but whatever.
I'm sorry,
I just won't use the M Live content. Okay, story.
You're not having a good day.
No,
we're going
struggles
into the weekend.
I'm not going to let it ruin my day, I'll tell you that.
Ah, you and Kang. Kang's daughter hates him even more so today than yesterday. And
said more of a cold.
Maybe just more vocal about it. She probably feels the same the entire time.
She's learning how to express herself more and more, what she's choosing to express is disdain for her father.
You're going through some issues here today. I mean, Stoney's got a mock draft that nobody seems to care about.
Jeez.
Costa's at the the Frozen Four. He's got to watch the Broncos.
He's a central guy.
In the finals, and he's a central guy.
He just happened to pick this year to roadie to the Frozen Four, yeah. And it just so happens the arch rival.
A lot happening.
Yeah. All right, so the story made national headlines, and I suspect that it's maybe never happened to anybody out there ever before, but a Michigan couple got jailed in Mexico over a timeshare dispute. Now, I've heard of nightmare timeshare presentations. I have been to one, okay? I've been to one timeshare presentation. Gator, have you, or Kang, have either of you ever done the, hey, stay in this place for this incredibly cheap price? You'll have to go through the timeshare presentation, but please, we'd love to host you. If you sit through our presentation, you can stay at this exclusive Aspen Resort for $125 a night. Have you ever taken advantage of any of those deals?
Not since I was a kid when my parents dragged me to one of those.
Okay.
I remember very well being in northern Michigan, not the UP, but northern Michigan.
Okay.
And going through one of those presentations, and like we walked into like some kind of like a log cabin type place. I'm like, I don't even know if I was 10 years old. I'm like, what are we doing here? My dad's like, just be quiet and just relax, sit back. Knowing that my brother and I were both going to be an issue because we were going to get fidgety because we were young and we're like, we don't even understand what's going on. And later in life, we figured it out. Oh, that was a timeshare presentation that they took advantage of to get a discount on the summer trip we were taking to wherever it was, to Mishaway or whatever. I forget what it was. Otherwise, as an adult, I've never done the timeshare. I haven't even done like an Airbnb yet.
Oh, haven't you?
No, yeah. I haven't gotten into that yet.
Vrbo or any of that?
No.
Kang, have you ever done the timeshare presentation to get something at a cheap price?
No, but I've just heard nothing but horror stories, so I doubt I'll ever go through this.
No, it's very, it's unlikely you're going to end up in a Mexican prison, but this couple from Michigan had to spend a month in a Mexican prison over what was deemed to be some sort of fraud that they breached their contract, and they got out. Thankfully, they got out and they're back and it's been resolved and some money's going to get donated to charity. And, look, I've done it once. Okay. And it was one of those trips to Mexico we did where the relatives have a place down there. It's a timeshare. And they said, look, you don't have to do this, but if you do it, you get a $400 resort credit.
Oh,
so they would get they would get some money. And we would get some money, a $400 resort credit.
Sounds pretty good.
Now, at the resort, the Diamante in Cabo San Lucas has a Tiger Woods golf course, and it has a Tiger Woods golf shop. And I'm like, $400? Hell yeah. So we had to sit through this presentation. So what we came to discover is that the 1 hour to 90 minute presentation was closer to 4 hours long. Mm. 4 hours. And we couldn't very well walk out because we got put into a vehicle and driven to the various properties all around the property that they had. So we initially, here we're going to tour the condos. Okay, yeah, all right. They're showing you things and you have no intention. Like there's no intention of buying.
You're just doing this to get the $400 credit.
Yes. And so you sit there and you watch the whole, and we didn't have to do this. Like they didn't say, you don't have to do this. We said, nah, we'll do it. What's an hour and a half? So you watch this whole thing and they're saying all this and they're asking you, what kind of countertops do you like? And I'm like, I mean, I can answer this question.
I'm curious. What are you like, marble?
Yeah,
like quartz,
I like the darker marbles. Porcelain? And then which kind of cabinets would you pair it with? And I'm like, why am I answering these questions?
But flat panel, modern.
So you're answering all these questions. And then they get to the end and they start talking about price. And that's when I say, well, actually, we have a vacation home in northern Michigan. We're not particularly interested in adding a second vacation home. We have small children. We won't use it enough.
They must have been devastated.
Well, no, they said, well, we'd like to show you a home site. And back in the car we go. And now we're driving off to the home site. And then, do you like pools?
Yeah. Who doesn't like a pool? I love a pool.
Your children, look what your children, and they go through this whole thing. And now we're in the house for another hour.
Let me ask you one thing. Are you freaked out by iguanas?
And they're showing us all this beautiful stuff. And here's the walk-in closet. Hers can be so much bigger than yours. And everybody laughs. And I'm like, yes, we're never buying this place.
This is where the shoes go.
Yeah. And so, you know, they want to talk price. And I say, hey, we've got a place in Northern Michigan. It's convenient. We frequent it all the time. We are not interested. Now we're at a beachside condo and we're going through this and I'm starting to get irritated because we're pushing 2.5 hours.
Is any of this like staying in your head? Like, wait a minute, actually it's a pretty good deal. This is only.
No, I was never considering it. And they keep asking you questions that have little to do with, do you want to buy? But you know, are your kids young enough for daycare? Because, and I'm like, well, yeah, one of them is right now. And they're okay, let's go to the daycare center. I'm like, oh my God.
You made a mistake.
Yeah. So here's where they, like, we get to the end of the timeshare presentation. I'm probably going to get sharked on the story. We get to the end of the timeshare presentation. We sit down and they say, okay. And I finally convince the guy, we're not buying. And he goes, all right. And he walks out and in comes the manager, the closer, right? And so now we got the closer and we tell him, no, place in Northern Michigan. We're not. All right. Well, blah, blah, blah. Thanks for coming. And I'm like, and they let us go. We're 4 hours in. They let us go. And I'm like, wait a second. We were promised a resort credit. They were trying to let us then go without giving us the resort credit.
Oh, can't do that.
They walked in and dropped down a $200 resort credit. And I'm like, no. You said $400. Now they're mad. They're mad at us. And I was like, never again. Never again. 4 hours. They try to get you out of there without giving.
Did you get the $400?
Yeah, did you get it?
We got the $400. And I went straight to the golf shop and spent it before they could put a stop, a payment on the thing.
Oh, boy.
But have you ever had to do this? And what was the worst part? I'm sure it wasn't a Mexican prison that Michigan couple from, I think it was Spring Arbor, ended up in a Mexican prison for a month.
Do you think they had a place up north?
It was a great go-to denial.
Yes, but this place here is in the summertime. It's summertime all the time here. Yes, but we like it up north in the wintertime because we like to ski. Ah, yes, water skiing is very nice. No, we meant like snow skiing, downhill. Oh, plus downhill, Boyne, we have dunes here too.
I like to play Boyne. You know, Boyne's a beautiful course.
Mm.
Ah, we have El Cardenal. Tiger Woods course. Yeah.
Have you heard of the toucan? El Flamingo.
Anyway, do you have any nightmare timeshare presentation stories? 248-539-9797.
Does your wife like flamenco music? Have you ever tangoed, my friend?
Does your wife like Juan? How about Pedro?
Plenty of room for zapatos.
Carson Anderson, 97, won the ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97, won the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Charlie's in Brighton, and he's on 97.1. Hi, Charlie.
Yeah, I just want to add on the other story and warn listeners. We went through the whole thing, and at the end, we were exhausted. And they said, you know, we appreciate your time. We just want to make sure that this experience was a good one for you. We'd like to have our customer service team just come in and fill out a survey. Well, guess who came in? The next closer. So yep. I'll hang up, but I just wanted to add that it got worse.
Charlie, they don't end timeshare presentations. And we got the closer. We got the closer. And by the way, the guilt trips they laid on us, the guy that toured us all day,
yeah,
God bless him because that's his job and all that. But, and look, the $400 was great, and our time there was awesome. We didn't have to agree to do it. We willingly went in.
You weren't the first person to do this.
No. We willingly went in, but
you're being too nice again, Doug.
Well, here's the other thing too, is then you're walking around the resort later and you're like, oh, there he is. Right. They'll see you. How about this one? We did our honeymoon in Hawaii. We saved like $1,000 on an excursion. So it was worth it. It wasn't too bad until the lady asked my wife, quote, what kind of marriage we would have if we didn't travel enough.
That's a great question.
That kind of pissed her off, and the negotiations ended there. Unnamed texter, Vegas is the absolute worst for timeshare hounds. Me and the wife made the mistake of signing up for a presentation to get free tickets to a few events on the Strip. My God, it was like breaking free from a cult to get away. They would not take no for an answer. Let's go to Ron. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Ron. I had the same similar. I got signed into a hotel. I got offered tickets for a good Las Vegas show, and we were just married, and I'm 18, or I'm 21 years old, I guess, but right. Don't have much money. And they start out with a slide presentation asking you to match the pictures on the wall to something. And then we go in and they got Captain Kirk, William Shatner, saying, being captain of the Starship Enterprise, I had to look into the future a lot. And I'm looking in the future now and telling you how great this is for you. And ended up the land we were looking at was in Idaho. And they wanted to fly us to Idaho for a campground to look the place over. And I kept saying, no, I don't think we can afford it. Well, they go, how much can you afford? I said, well, I can't afford like $50. Well, can you afford $20? And it's like, and they could never tell me the price. And the price was going to go up as they made improvements to the property.
Sure.
And I'm looking at my wife, and I'm trying to say, do you really want to do this? And she's trying, and I said, can I talk to my wife a minute? And they said, well, yeah, go ahead. And then they just sat there at the table with us. So each table had their own, like 18 tables, and each table had their own salesman. And then when that salesman got done, it was like you said, they bring in another salesman.
Yeah.
And I finally agreed to go to Idaho and really felt stupid because then they stood up, grabbed a microphone, and they said, congratulations to Mr. Ron Smith from Dexter, Michigan. They've signed up for our first property. And all the salesmen are applauding, and the other people are looking at us like with a sad look on their face like, oh, you poor people. And so we went back to the hotel room. And I talked to my wife, and we didn't want to do it. We thought we'd be trapped for another day in our plane to Idaho.
Yeah.
And we had to give some, by the way, and we also were stupid enough to give them some traveler's checks, just as a good faith.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. And I called the guy up. I called him back, and I said, look, I've talked to my wife. We don't want to do this. We absolutely don't want to do this. We won't do it. And the guy says, keep a stiff upper lip, and he hung up on me. We drove back to the hotel, and I'm along here at this time. I'm a hippie-looking guy with blue jeans and shit.
I wanted to hear how that ended.
I know, right?
I wanted to hear how it ended.
Did you get your money back?
See, they take advantage of nice people, Doug. Yeah. That's why you can't, you're like, you were still being nice after the fact. Yeah. No, man, they don't treat you like human. In the end, you can't treat them like human. You got to get out of there.
Well, you're talking about you can't treat them like, you can't feel bad about wanting to get out of the situation.
But you know, I get super paranoid about stuff. I was probably thinking about ending up in a Mexican prison at the time, the way that couple
did. Yes, you definitely. But I mean, like, they know you're going to say no. Like, the easy ones are like, oh my God, he just said yes right away. That's nothing. They wear you down. They wear you down. Yep. That's the goal. It's just so you just give up. And then when you think you've won, they send in the closer.
But and what happens, too, is you're on this, you know, I did say at one point, God, this house is beautiful. And why I said that out loud, I have no idea.
Don't give them anything, man.
Curious about it. I want to know more about this place. How much was it?
248-539-9797. Mario, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Mario.
Mario.
Mario, are you there? Mario?
Mario.
No good. All right. We got something wrong with the phones. 248-539-9797. Regarding the Pistons, the Piston game mattered because the Pistons had not had a good record against the Knicks in recent years. I used to look at them as a measuring stick. That's from Dan. Yeah, look, the Knicks are good. There's no question they're good, but there's reason to be confident if you're the Pistons. There's reason to feel good about this matchup. Are you intimidated by the Knicks?
Not at all. I'm excited about both matchups, whether it's the Knicks or the Pacers. I think it's going to be fun basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, spicy playoffs, and you know, they have absolutely have a chance to win either series.
I found something hysterical today. I decided to go back and take a look at preseason stuff with the Pistons. The Pistons offseason on ESPN The Pistons offseason got a D plus going into this year. And it said they acquired veterans Tim Hardaway, Malik Beasley, and Tobias Harris. The latter signed after a disappointing season for the third largest annual salary amongst players who changed teams. Plus, they won a waiver claim for Paul Reed. There'll be more shooting around Detroit's recent lottery picks, including newly extended Cade Cunningham. The Pistons' most important newcomer might be acclaimed shooting coach Fred Vinson, tasked with improving Detroit's past two first-round picks, Assur Thompson and Ron Holland. D-plus they got. D-plus prior to the season.
D-plus.
Yep. When Ron Holland was selected in the draft, according to USA Today, in the immediate aftermath of the draft's first night, plenty of fans and analysts questioned the Pistons for bringing another potentially bad shooter to the team that already has Assur Thompson and Cade Cunningham, who's quietly been a bad shooter throughout his career. But the Pistons are horrible, and they're probably going to be horrible again next season. They're nowhere near a position to be drafting for fit. Finding the best player available should be the goal with every pick, and there's a good chance they reach that goal at five. So they actually like the Ron Holland pick. But they didn't get high marks for this offseason. Turns out a lot of these offseason acquisitions were pretty good. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback. Also, Gator, I'm surprised. You admitted you are hate-watching something.
Yeah.
Gator is hate-watching something.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to that today at 12:50 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, a great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They are the local experts in Detroit and the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. So they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. And here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think. And they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today and let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. I was a little surprised. Gator is hate-watching something. You are hate watching. What's the definition of hate watching? You are watching to root against more than root for.
That's correct.
Yeah. So maybe it's not accurate because you'd watch this anyway, but you find yourself hate watching.
Oh, yeah. The LIV golfers and the Masters. I want them all to fail miserably.
And
I'm not sure why that, because I haven't been like that.
No, you haven't.
And you know, I think the obviously the tour is better when they have the best players are all playing on tour. Now, the best players are on tour. The LIV golfers, they've had their day, you know, but they chose not to be part of this. So I don't consider them the best in the world anymore. Until you see what happens in the majors. And then if, you know, DeChambeau shows up and wins and he's two strokes back right now, then that's going to be a problem. I don't want these guys to have any oxygen and thinking that they're still the best golfers in the world.
You want them to lose footing because they're playing in the LIV tournament.
That's
LIV
correct.
Tournaments signed with LIV.
So when I see players that the LIV players, and I see that they're up ready to take a shot or whatever, like I'm watching Sergio Garcia yesterday, and Sergio plays really well here, and he's going to hit a second shot out of the trap 150 yards away, and I am rooting like hell for that shot to be hooked into the crowd, go anywhere but on the green. And I'm like, why am I like this? I used to like Sergio, and now I can't stand him. And it's all because of LIV?
There's authentic feelings that emerge when you're watching sports that just happen. They happen organically where you don't expect it, and you find yourself rooting for or against something. And I find that I let those feelings control me now more, and I'm actually happier. Like, I don't have to say on principle I'm going to do something. No, I just root for what I want to root for, and it happens organically. And you have now organically found yourself hate watching LIV golfers, and I don't blame you. Okay, now I can't say that I am the biggest golf fan ever, but I often say that might make me a more important golf fan. Because I'm that guy on the shoulder that has to decide every week, am I going to watch the John Deere? Am I watching round three of the John Deere? Golf guy's going to watch. But what takes the PGA and takes any sport to the next level is when the non-fan checks in. So I feel like my opinion matters. And I am not as interested in PGA golf because the LIV guys left. I'm just not. I liked having, you know, Dustin Johnson and Bryson DeChambeau and the some of the guys that left for LIV being there. Now, I have never, ever, ever heard one person say to me on the air or in real life, did you catch what happened in the LIV tournament this weekend?
Nobody watches it.
I mean, especially the people in my category as fringe fans, like I watch the majors and I play the sport and I like the sport. And I'll pay attention to what's going on. But my God, talk about having no traction. I in the real world, these things have no traction.
It feels like it's more accessible now because they've got a TV deal with Fox. So if you're watching TV on the weekend, you're flipping around.
Their ratings still got beat by the indoor ESPN league.
I get it. But now it's more accessible. So we'll see if it gets any traction at all. But in the meantime, you know, when I see Bryson DeChambeau and he's got that hat with that logo, that LIV logo on it for whatever team he's playing for with the, you know, simulated skull and crossbones. I don't know what the hell it is. I don't really care. But you see that and you see that he's got LIV gear on. That really bothers me. Like, you're playing at a PGA Tour event and you're openly wearing the LIV stuff. That bothers
me. Is that LIV or is that just his company? Isn't that just a company?
No, I think that's, I want to say that's, I think that's his team. Because you see some other player and they're wearing a logo from their team.
Are they?
You know, the stupid team stuff with the four-man, five-man. I don't even know how many man teams that they have there on that tour, but you see that. And I'm also bummed because now I'm seeing, like, a guy I used to love, Bubba Watson. I'm like, oh, where's Bubba been? Oh, that's right. He's on the LIV Tour. And right. Here he is. Now I'm like, well, I hope you missed that putt. Here's Dustin Johnson. I've always liked Dustin Johnson. And no, DJ, I hope you just scream it over the green and into the gallery, and then you got to chip up onto the green. It rolls off the green into the water. I'm hoping that's what happens.
Yeah.
And John Rahm.
I get it.
John Rahm, who initially was so outspoken against LIV, and this is about legacy, guys. Don't do this. Don't do this. And then they're like, how about $110 million? He's like, oh, yeah, I'll join LIV.
Yeah.
And look, you get back to it. Do I blame the guys for jumping ship if they're going to get paid that kind of money?
Guaranteed.
Yeah, I can't really blame them. But at the same time, understand, you're going to take that money, and I'm going to pay absolutely no attention to you.
And not feel the least bit guilty about it.
Yeah, he couldn't care less about it, but it's a situation that's bad all around, and supposedly they've got, you know, deals ready to be worked out to welcome him back on tour or have some kind of combined thing. I don't know. And now I'm not even sure I even want that anymore. I'm kind of leaning into the separation.
Are you doing the I didn't even like him that much anyway thing?
Kinda. But not really, because I did. There was a time that I thought watching Bryson DeChambeau play golf was really interesting because he was just a different kind of guy who saw the game completely different than anybody else. And, you know, he's a stiff, robotic, you know, golfer, but he gets results and he does things completely different. And I thought that was cool. And now it's like, oh, whatever, dude, you just want to stand out. You just want to be different and go screw yourself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, the truth is I've been hostile towards LIV from moment one. A couple of years later, I think in the real world, in my sphere, zero traction. You know, if you work at Carl's Golfland or Miles of Golf and you're in the industry and maybe you and your guy coworkers are paying attention, I don't know. But as a casual, I will tell you, it's never come up with me and my boys. It's never come up when I'm standing around with the dads at a baseball game. LIV golf is a giant zero. And yeah, it's made the game overall
less attractive. I've talked with Evan like twice over the last couple of years about LIV. That's it.
Yeah. Evan's probably the biggest golf fan at the station.
Yeah. And I've tried on occasion to catch some of the golf. I've maybe five times in my life over the last couple of years, I've watched more than 3 minutes of LIV golf. And the way they have their scoreboard and the graphics and everything set up, it's difficult to follow because the names are abbreviated all on the side of the screen. It just looks, it's too much of a departure. They really strayed away. They want to be as separate as possible.
When I see examples of that, It reminds me of Formula One coverage.
Exactly. It looks right. Like a Formula One. Also difficult to follow.
All right, you invented.
Yeah. Yeah. So I hope DeChambeau just starts hitting the ball in the water. You know, and at the same time, I'm rooting hard for Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
He's like he's the guy that we all wanted to champion the cause of PGA.
Yep.
And, you know, he's having a heck of a day yesterday, and then all of a sudden, boom, double bogey.
Yeah, that hurt.
But that's if you're paying attention to the Masters.
Let's go to Mario. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mario.
Hey, good afternoon. You guys able to hear me?
We got you. Yep, go ahead.
Hey, so I can feel you. I know exactly when the timeshare. I believe I was in Mexico, I know you sit down at that table initially, and they start waving you these numbers and what they can do for you and how great the place is, and then you start moving around in this room with, you know, there's got to be about 50, 60 people all trying to make a deal with other couples or other singles or whatever it may be, and it just, they're getting nowhere, but I'm also kind of supporting what they're saying, so I'm kind of, you know, hanging them on too, so they keep on pursuing. And, you know, at this time, I got my kids with me as well, which is not making things easy. You know, the 45-minute initial meeting becomes, you know, an hour and 15, gets into the 90 minutes. Now we're getting close to two. The wife's giving me crap, saying, hey, let's get the heck out of here kind of thing. And, you know, I keep on pushing them along. And then, you know, finally at the end, they want to try to seal the deal with me. And a Ralph Aceptian comes in. You guys remember Ralph Aceptian?
Yeah, the kicker for the Cowboys.
Yeah, and like he was going to make the deal with me. He was going to actually convince me at the end to say, hey, this is the deal. This is a great resort. And I recognized him right away, and I said, didn't you kick for the Cowboys in the 80s?
You recognized the kicker from the Cowboys in the 80s right away?
100%. I noticed him right away when he walked in,
that is
4'9". You know, I knew
Raphael
exactly Cowboys
trying
fan,
to sell
and I don't
you
to
a timeshare.
Absolutely. He was the guy that was coming in to close the deal.
Sounds so made up.
No lie. Absolutely. He comes in. He was kind of the lead, I guess, of the resort timeshare. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. I know exactly who this is because I'm a Cowboy fan from back in the 80s. And it was like, where's your jersey? And if I could, I should send you the photo of myself and my wife with a Ralph Aceptian because we didn't even have cell phones.
So you had to tell him no.
I did, but I did ask for his autograph.
Raphael Aceptian is signed here, and his response is, no, you sign here.
Yeah, football, his career ended poorly.
Did it?
According to Wikipedia, in January 22nd of 1987.
Yeah.
Dallas County, Texas grand jury indicted Aceptian on a charge of mishandling a minor. He pled guilty on April 8th to a charge of indecency with a child in an agreement with prosecutors that brought him a sentence of 10 years of deferred probation and a $2,000 fine. He was released by the Cowboys a week later, thus ending his NFL career in nine or 10 seasons.
Take one more on this. Kevin in Canton. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
What's up?
So you prefaced my nightmare a few minutes ago with the Vegas thing. So 10 years ago, I was in Vegas, and I got caught at a very vulnerable situation. You know, when you're drinking in Vegas, you make stupid decisions. So 3 hours into the presentation, we're sitting there. Mind you, this is all for $250 Ruth Chris gift card, by the way.
Okay.
So for $250, we sat there for 3 hours. I'm like, all right, enough of this. Let's go. So we're trying to leave. They sit us down, and the wife at the time is all about Orlando, and we used to do half marathons in Orlando. So she's like, well, let's listen. I'm like, all right. So I'm over it, and I'm like, all right, we're out of here. Well, what if you do $500 in Ruth Chris? I'm like, okay, we can do $500. We'll listen to it. So another 30 minutes later, I'm starting to sober up, and I'm over it, and I finally just get up, call a cab, and get our ride back to our hotel on the Strip.
Did you get the gift?
No, I didn't get any.
Yeah.
None. I got mad and left. I was like, I'm done.
So did they roll in any former NFL kickers to try and close a deal?
No, that is funny, though.
Aren't you Martin Gramatica?
I saw this post in Reddit from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it says, we meet the guy and we tell him we're from Texas. He gets all excited and starts showing us his 78 NFC championship ring and how Jackie Smith cost him a Super Bowl and how he was the franchise's all-time leading scorer until Emmitt Smith. I had heard of Septiem before through learning about Cowboys history, but I also had also remembered there was something controversial about him from reading Skip Bayless's book about the Landry Cowboys. Yeah, timeshare. People talking about running into Raphael Septiem in a timeshare thing. Hilarious.
Wow. I tried to say no, but then they rolled out Matt Barr. Couldn't say no to that.
Roy Garella really screwed me. Mark Mosley, good people, though. I got a nice place in Wyoming.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.